This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
All right. Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We're on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, we'd love to hear from you, so you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We would love to hear of a new place that you know out there that is opening up, or if you've gone to a restaurant, you've had a great meal, let us know. And or if you just have some, you just want to chat with one of us. So, and just to remind you, we are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down, come and have lunch with Food for Thought. And coming up, we have a packed show today.
We do. I'm very excited about what we've got on deck today.
We do.
We are going to be talking with Priscilla from 900 Degrees, and so many questions for her, and we will be delving into all kinds of things that go into all that make 900 Degrees exactly what it is. And then later on...
I think she's bringing samples,
too. Oh, yeah. This is the best show to be a part of because you get samples, you get to try different things, learn about new foods and new creative ideas. It's fantastic.
Yes, yes. And then in the second hour, we'll be talking with David Page. David Page is the executive producer of Page Productions, and he's credited with the success of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Guy Fieri's show. And we're going to be talking to him about his current project, which is Beer Geeks. So that's really exciting. I'm excited for that. And then we're also joined with, Tracy is here with us again today.
Yes.
She's out doing some outside work right now.
I know. But, I was going to call her, man on the street, like woman on the street.
Woman
she's going to be
street.
Getting like... first-hand impressions of some of the great food from 900 Degrees. So
right.
We're looking forward to that.
Up in the atrium.
Yes.
There you go. And then also in the second hour, my son's going to be joining us. So you can stay tuned for some. He took his girlfriend. They're 20 years old, and they take their girlfriend to these fancy places.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, he called me one night, and he's like, Mom, you're not even going to believe where I am. But I'll let it be a surprise for later.
Wow. And, okay.
There's a restaurant in Boston. Yes.
From
so Tyler will be in,
okay.
And he's going to talk about a dining adventure. So we have a packed show.
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, what else is happening, Jeannie?
Well, we've got all kinds of good coffee. We also want to thank our sponsors right off the top. We are so appreciative of the folks who help make this show possible, like Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street, right in Concord, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com, and they are a coaching solutions company that Carol is becoming very familiar with. And you are really off to a good start.
I am.
All that you're doing.
I did 100% yesterday.
100%? What does that mean?
You
told the line. You
I
did that.
I thunk
straight.
Healthy 100%.
I'm so proud of you. That's impressive.
I thought healthy 100%.
Yes. And I, in order to counteract that, I went way off the deep end yesterday.
Uh-oh.
So. But we also want to thank Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, Milford, and... soon to be Londonderry.
Very soon. Scary.
Scary soon.
The office is a disaster, which we'll talk to Priscilla about that because I know she knows a lot about that. So
oh, good.
Opening up a second place or a third place. Or
got it. We also want to thank Belmont Hall on 718 Grove Street in Manchester. Top quality foods made fresh and good old New England coffee. And we talked a little bit about the benefits of coffee yesterday and how wonderful it is not only to drink said coffee, but to cuddle the cup and to hold that cozy warmness in your hands. And we just thank our sponsors at New England Coffee and Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord. Olive oil, balsamic vinegar, and many more things.
All the flavored olive oils,
I've
been using with my vegetables, which... Mm-hmm. So delicious.
And don't you find it just can replace the butter? I mean, you don't need to
totally.
Do butter or a butter substitute. You can put a little olive oil with an infused flavor. Not only does it boost that flavor of the food, but you're doing something a little healthier
definitely.
As well.
Well, like you said yesterday with the popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
I got to do that because I do like popcorn and, you know, flavor it with that. That's...
Yeah, and what I was all prepared to have this big battle with my sons over, you know, the flavor of the popcorn and they loved it. I was like, oh, this is great, because it felt better knowing it was a little healthier,
right?
And it had that good flavor.
And didn't they say that it was just like at the movies?
They did. They said it was just like movie theater popcorn, and here it is made with olive oil that's just a little butter infused, and no butter on it at all, just a little bit of that olive oil and salt, of course. We had to get our salt in.
Well, you gotta do that a little bit, you know,
but
come on.
A family satisfying snack, so that was good.
Let me see, food reference today. Today in food history, or food holidays today, is today's National Chocolate Fondue Day.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's kind of cool.
You know what, that is cool. Actually, we got into a fondue. Remember, fondue was a big kick, I think, in the 70s, maybe?
I remember my parents' fondue thing with the colored skewers.
Yes, yes. And they had all the ends of the skewers had different colors on them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
and
funny.
I can still see mine. My parents had like the pot itself was like an orangey red.
Yes.
We had the same
too.
Set then, right?
With the colors on the ends of the sticks.
And they had, my parents were not partying people, but we had these swanky little parties and people would come over and they'd do the fondue thing and my mom would make punch and that was a big deal. Well, not long ago, it was at least 5 years ago, but we went over to some friend's house and they did a whole fondue meal. I mean, they had the meat and the whole thing. And I was so impressed. I said, we must do this. So we ran out and bought the fondue pot, and 3 years later, I put it back in a yard sale still in its wrapping, and but I love fondue. It's
useless gadgets.
Exactly. And that's only one of the lesser ones that I can think of. That's not even the first few that leap to my mind. I have a very good rotisserie oven story.
Oh, did you fall for
much
that
later.
Too?
Oh, my goodness.
I did too.
And not only, I don't know if you want me to launch into it now, but yes, it was the rotisserie, and what is it called now? A rotisserie oven? Rotisserie turner, burner, whatever it is.
I know.
Anyway, so we fell hook, line, and sinker. We didn't just get the normal rotisserie thing. We got one that you almost have to build an annex in your house for. I mean, this thing was huge. And it came with another big box of accessories and flavor packets. And you can infuse this, and you can do hot dogs, and you can do chicken. And I did. I fell for it the first couple times. I'm like, wait.
How many times did you use it?
Oh, maybe three. And to do that chicken... It took, a few hours to do this, and all of the cleanup afterwards, cleaning all the pieces of the rotisserie oven thing. And I thought, wait, I could have gone to the store and paid $5.99 for a rotisserie chicken and had it in 20 minutes, or I could have made this that tastes the exact same way at home in 5 hours and lots of cleanup. And I still didn't know how to use the infuser. So then I thought, okay, hot dogs. The kids love hot dogs. We'll do this. So we put little, the hot dog skewers on the thing and watch it go around just like at the mall. This is my fine dining. And I was like, well, why am I doing this? I could have done that same thing again in half the time. But because I have this rotisserie oven that we now built a whole room for, we've got to put the hot dogs on there and try to think that that's something special. It didn't last. That ended
it's
up
crazy.
In a yard sale as well.
But you fall for that stuff.
Yes. Yes.
All those infomercials. Yes,
exactly.
I
and that's
like
what
a
it was.
For
I
them
still
too.
Yeah. And all these little packets that you're not going to use, and if you don't use it in the first few minutes after you get this appliance, you're going to forget whatever it was that the training was in that very long video. And it comes with a video or an instruction manual that you're never going to look at anyway.
Exactly. And then it gets put in your cupboard under useless gadgets.
Absolutely.
Which we're Jeannie and I have been thinking about having a segment on useless gadgets. So
yes, and that is something we definitely need some listener feedback from as well. You need to send us emails with your stories, or give us a call with your useless gadget story, because everybody's got one.
That's right.
At least one.
That's right. That's right. You can like us on our Facebook page at Food for Thought with Carol on Facebook, or go to our website foodforthoughtnh.com or wtplfm.com. So. Yes, and today is also World... Do you like Nutella?
I do.
It's World Nutella.
I do.
How do you pronounce that? Nutella?
That's Nutella. What I've heard everybody do it. Yes, Nutella.
I do not like that.
You don't?
I do
not. All right.
I'm just not a fan of it, but today's World Nutella Day.
Yeah, my husband thinks that's the grossest thing ever, and
if
we get a jar of it, my daughter and I will just eat the whole thing, and it's never been spread on anything. We have a very bad Nutella
habit. I have a story.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Priscilla is here. Priscilla has a story.
Is this a Nutella story?
It is. Last year, one of my son's sisters, she was having the winter blues and decided she was going to do something different last year. So what she did is every day she celebrated some type of weird holiday like you're talking about. So last year, Sammy was going away to New Zealand. So we had a party at 900 degrees before he left. Well, today was World Nutella Day, and she said, well, can you do something? So we did like little truffles with the pizza dough and Nutella, and it was really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds pretty neat. Now, that's a good kind of cool. Yeah. Yes, yeah. And very appropriate on today is Nutella Day, right?
Okay. World Nutella Day. What a fun thing to do to get through the winter, right?
It is.
She said, you know, I got to do something different. So she celebrated every little and had people over for dinner or, you know, just did something to celebrate.
Yeah,
the day.
Well, that's
so
creative.
That was neat.
That's fun. Food Reference, that's where I get all my stuff here, and it's I just find it so interesting. It's kind of cool.
That is pretty interesting. Yeah. I feel bad. I didn't get anybody a Happy Nutella Day card. I guess there's still time.
You still have the rest of the day.
I'll have to do that for my son. It's probably his favorite food in the entire world.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Nutella.
Nutella's funny. Oh my gosh. For those of you just tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We are on at a different time, Monday through Friday from noon to 2. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. We're going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be here with Priscilla from 900 Degrees. You can check them out on the web at number900degrees.com. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Us in the mood. Welcome back to Food for Thought. Joining me is Jeannie Lester. We also have in studio Tracy, our guest Food for Thought host. And also let's welcome Priscilla from 900 Degrees. Welcome, Priscilla.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we're very happy.
It's been a while.
Here. It has been a while. We haven't done this for a long time.
Right.
Last time was in Concord, right? It was
right.
up in Bow. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so... Well, we are in studio with Priscilla, 900 Degrees. She owns 900...
Degrees Pizzeria.
Yeah. And she now has 2 locations. That's different from the last time that I talked to you, although we talked, so I did know that. But
that's right.
Some of the listeners may not know that. So she has her location in Manchester, and then you have one over in Epping, which
that's
is
right.
in the
Ooh.
Brickyard. Is it?
Brickyard Square.
Brickyard Square. Yeah. And so... What has been happening? I mean, you've been crazy busy. So let's talk about 900.
Yes, as always, crazy busy. Things are going great. We had a we've had a great year. We in the fall we had a visit from the Phantom Gourmet, and that's
so
been
exciting.
Yeah, that was very exciting. And so what's neat is once you're on, they show you at different times. So that's been really great, and it's been really great for Epping. We're very close to the Massachusetts border, like 17 miles away. So that's really been wonderful as far as marketing that area. So that's been great. And cover the magazine, cover the Rolling Stone. So the Manchester Advantage here in Manchester.
Yes.
The Chamber.
That was great.
That was really wonderful. The Chamber did an absolutely top-notch job. And I get comments from all over the city now, people saying what a nice job they did. And the article is fabulous, the pictures, everything. So,
Priscilla's on the cover.
So that was very, very exciting. They just unbelievably did a professional job. It was wonderful.
Awesome. So. Well, the chamber always does a good job.
They really do.
They really do. I think we're lucky to have, you know, our chamber. They think they do a lot for us.
They do a wonderful job. So, yeah. And just the 900 stuff, you know, all the activities that we're doing, and just busy.
And you're always doing all kinds of different activities.
Yes.
Jeannie, did you have?
I did. Well, so I'm thinking about, you know, all the great accolades that you've just received. So what is the formula that makes what you're doing so successful? Obviously, you have to have good food. All of us have been to restaurants where the food is great, the atmosphere maybe not what you expected, or vice versa. The atmosphere is great and the food kind of falls short. The answer that I would anticipate is, you know, it's a combination of those two things. But really, as you're looking at the successes that you've had, What do you think makes that possible?
Well, I think the two things that you're talking about absolutely are true. You got to have the food, the atmosphere, the service. I think what really makes us stand out from other restaurants, I guess, is that being a part of the community is huge for us. Mm. And we just like to support the local community, whether it be someone trying to raise money for someone that's been struck with some illness, or the local baseball team, or, you know, whatever it may be, but something that's happening in the community. And people really appreciate that. They don't forget that. And not only do they feel good about it, they want to come and support you also. Mm. So, you know, it's a lot to get someone to vote for you. And it's time consuming. They've got 100 other things they'd rather do. Just like when you finish something and someone comes up with a survey and say, oh, take 2 minutes. And, yes. You know, and you always go, no, thank you. And
right.
Just move on. So it, you know, you're asking a lot when you ask somebody to take a few minutes and vote. But when you've done something wonderful for them or you've supported them, then they'll take the time and say, yeah, we had a great pizza there. Absolutely, we'll vote for you. So I think that's what makes the difference is the community involvement.
Fantastic. And are people surprised? Of course, the name is 900 Degrees Pizzeria. You're expecting that there's going to be pizza there. Are they surprised at the extent of your menu?
No.
Okay. they know that there's going to be much more than that.
Well, they do, but they, you know, it's funny. Like, you know, I was going to tell you a little bit about, you know, what we're doing for Valentine's Day, and we're going to have a specials menu, but we've tried to do so many things in the past. We've tried to do like a prefix menu because we have talented, you know, mm-hmm. cooks in our restaurant, and they want to experiment and do different things. But, you know, people come in, when they come in for Valentine's Day, they come in for pizza.
Really?
So they do.
That is surprising.
They do. You know, yeah. Some people will go off the specials menu, but they've made a decision that they're going to come in that night, or they want something casual or whatever. And so people come in for the pizza, and they appreciate that there's other things on the menu, because sometimes when they come with a group of people, they don't all want pizza.
Right.
But that's what they're expecting, you know. So I think that's they're not surprised because they're expecting to come for pizza. So
you have such a great variety. I mean,
thank you.
You know, you always do that. You always have something different on the special board, and
right.
You know, your mussels fra diavolo. That's like one of my favorites.
That's one of my favorites too.
It is so
yeah, it is.
Good.
It is.
And also whoever you have there making your soup is so good. I'm like a soup Nazi,
yeah.
And the person who makes your soups your soups are always delicious.
No, thank you.
And you have great, you know, choice of salads, and you know, and then of course your signature pizzas, and which my favorite is the Bellicosa.
Wow. You and the Phantom. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, all right. Well, then okay, we cool. need a description of what Bellicosa yeah. is.
Bellicosa. Let me just read it. Priscilla, why don't you tell them what
well,
that
is? Well, you can. Just
say, or even just your recollection of, okay, what was it about the pizza? It was the cheese or the, you know, what's in it?
You know what it is with Priscilla's pizzas, with 900 Degrees pizzas? They're cooked in the brick oven.
Yep.
And you can sit right at the bar, right in front of the oven, too, which is such a... It's so fun because they're literally flipping their pizzas up in the air in front of you. One night when I was there, it got stuck up in the rafters.
Did it really?
I swear to God.
That would be something you'd want that to happen.
Hilarious.
You'd be excited when that happens.
It's fun.
Yeah,
oh,
people applaud
cool.
when things like that happen.
I bet.
Sure.
And that's
yeah.
all part of
yeah.
that great atmosphere that you're talking
yeah.
about,
yeah.
too. Seeing
yes.
the brick oven fire and funny things like that, being able to share that with
right.
other people.
Right.
Yes.
I think it's the garlic cream sauce.
I was going to say it's the cream sauce. And
yeah.
Yes, it's the garlic
yeah.
cream sauce. And your what I was trying to get at, you know, with the brick oven, the crust is just, it's crispy mm-hmm. and it's not too thick. It's not too thin. It's just perfect. And you always have the right amount of ingredients on top. And, you know, but the Bellicosa is, it's roasted garlic sauce.
Garlic makes
yeah, how can you
better.
Go wrong right there?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
It's absolutely.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. And then I'm not sure how to grana.
Yep.
Grana padano.
Yep.
Oh,
exactly.
There we
yep.
go.
Yep.
Which is a type of cheese.
Yeah.
Mozzarella, baby spinach, caramelized red onions, rosemary ham,
yep.
prosciutto, and extra virgin olive oil.
Oh,
it is
wow.
to die for.
It does
That's like
sound
my
amazing.
Favorite pizza.
You had me at caramelized onions.
Yes, right?
And prosciutto.
Yes.
Very good.
Make a special
trip
for that one.
Good.
Absolutely. Well, that's interesting because I was going to ask what might be an unfair question to anyone who owns a restaurant. So I'll be hitting you with this one later, Carol, about Red Arrow. But Priscilla, what is, and maybe it's like asking who's your favorite child. It's not fair. What's your favorite dish at
your
restaurant?
You're absolutely right. It's not fair.
I'm anxious to hear the answer.
It's been 8 years in Manchester, and I eat there all the time. So my favorite literally changes all the time because I'm eating it all the time. So my new favorite right now is something very simple, the Americana with mushrooms. It's like I love it. You know, it's the Americana is just like your basic cheese pizza, and we put some mushrooms on it, and it's like I just love it because I've been eating all of the the different fancy signature, and it was like that with a glass of wine, and I'm great.
Yeah, sometimes getting back to something that's really simple, and you can taste those flavors, and most people either love or really don't like mushrooms.
Right,
and I'm one of those. I love mushrooms, and they have all kinds of good healthy benefits for you too. But they taste. There's just nothing like that taste.
Exactly. Exactly. And of course, the mussels. I love the mussels. Again, glass of wine. You know, the bread and everything. It's just to die for.
I open all my mussels. I put them in the broth, and then I eat it like soup.
Right.
It is so good.
Yep.
And then that bread, which is not on my healthy list right now, but I could have the mussels, though, I think.
Well, you don't have to have the bread.
Right.
You know, if you've kind of taken that out for the new year, you can just ask them to keep it, don't put the bread on, please. So
They would definitely have to not put it there because that bread is so good.
Once it's there, you have to eat it.
They put it in the oven. They bake it in the brick oven. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. But for those of you just joining us, you are listening to Food for Thought, WTPL-FM, and we are in studio with Priscilla from 900 Degrees. We're going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we're going to take our samples up to the atrium, and there's a few people up there having lunch, and we're going to go share what Priscilla brought. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, Food for Thought, and we are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. Come on down and have lunch with us if you'd like. We are getting ready to have some samples from 900 Degrees, so if you want to come on down and have some samples, you can do that. And just want to let you know, too, that in the coming hour, we're going to be talking with David Page, the executive producer of Page Productions, who is also credited with the success of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri. And we're going to talk to him about his current project, which is Beer Geeks. So that should be really interesting. I'm kind of excited about that. So, all right. So, Priscilla, what did you bring us today?
I brought you two things. I brought you a breakfast pizza, which is with eggs, sausage, green pepper, and rosemary.
Ooh.
And the reason I brought that is because this spring we're going to be looking at offering a brunch in both the Manchester and Epping locations. So it'll probably be something like 10 to 1. And so we're pretty excited about that.
You know, brunch has been, I think brunch is so popular now.
Yeah.
There's lots of places doing brunch.
Yeah.
I think that's a great
idea. Not enough,
though.
Not enough. That's why we want to do it. Sam and I were taking Ken out for celebration. We're like, oh, where can we go where we can have a mimosa? And it was very limited. It was surprising how limited it was. And I think in the Epping area, there's some locations, but there's only so many. So I think that it's a real need, and we're always looking to do that to fill some type of need that's out there. So so this is one of the things that we would be offering, three different type of breakfast pizzas, one like a cheese with eggs, one with vegetables with eggs, and maybe some type of breakfast meat. So we're pretty excited about that.
That's exciting.
It is, and that's such a neat idea too, because people love to go out for breakfast or for brunch or things like that. I mean, when you ask somebody, it's like, oh, it's like this major treat, because it just doesn't happen as often as you would think. And it's there's something about going out to breakfast that is such a special treat.
And you don't have to get up real early if you do brunch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I say.
It's true.
So get up around 10 o'clock. Yeah,
you hear brunch and it's a little later.
Yes. Yeah. So you don't have to sacrifice your sleep for good food.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what? I am not a breakfast person anyway. I like lunch. So I like brunch. I like to go out for brunch.
Right.
So,
beautiful.
You know, and then if we do go out to breakfast, I'll try to make it later. You know, I'll lag,
mm-hmm.
and so that I know that the place serves lunch also, so I can
so you can
breakfast.
Get what you like.
You can
like,
make
yeah.
either one, right.
But I think we have Tracy up in the atrium right now, and she has some samples of Priscilla's breakfast pizza. So Tracy, take it away.
Okay, so I am up in the atrium, and I am with, what's your name?
My name is Matt.
Hello, Matt. So we have some of this delicious-looking breakfast pizza that Priscilla brought in for us today, so I would like for you to give that a try and let us know what you think.
Ooh.
I know.
Was the first thing I was going to
say. We hear the food sounds. Yeah.
He's chomping.
Very good. Better with hot sauce, but everything's better with hot sauce.
Everything's better with hot sauce. We talked about sriracha yesterday. Everything's better with sriracha.
I've heard that.
So, have you been to 900 Degrees before?
I have been to 900 Degrees. Great.
Have you had their breakfast pizza there before?
I've had a lot of their other pizzas. They're all incredible.
You'll have to give this breakfast pizza a try, I think.
Absolutely. Sign me up.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was great.
Back to you guys. I'll
All
find
right.
some other people to see them.
Very good.
Right.
Thank you.
So see, test marketing right there.
That's
people
right.
People love it. It is. And it's such a good idea. Like we said, going out for breakfast or brunch is just fantastic.
Right. We've done a lot of test marketing with the staff or just over the years. And everybody loves a breakfast pizza. And we just, you know, once in a while we do it as a special. But we just have, I've been wanting to do brunch forever. Mm. And it just feels like a good time to do it. And
you need
a
new project, Priscilla.
Yeah, I do. I've got some things in the wings. But yes, yeah, that's one of them. So yes.
Aren't we funny as restaurant people? We're always looking for more.
I know.
It's crazy.
Got to keep busy.
It's crazy. Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be offering for Valentine's Day, because that's right around the corner. So.
Right. One of the things that I definitely know that we're going to have, and we're still kind of tweaking some of the other things, and like I said, this is going to be a special menu that we have. We're not going to be doing a prefix menu. But one of the things, I don't know if anyone remembers the fire roasted half chicken. We had that way back in the beginning.
You had it a while ago, I was going to say.
And people loved it. And so we're going to bring that back. It's marinated half chicken cooked on seasoned cast iron skillet served with rosemary, tricolor potatoes, and bacon-infused haricot vert.
Haricot vert.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's $17. Very, very
amazing.
Reasonable. Right. So we're going to be offering that for sure. And I want to tell you a little bit about the featured drinks that we're going to be having, and then we can talk about dessert.
Mm.
So we're going to be offering a 900 Fireball, a Burnin' Love Martini.
Burnin' Love.
Hell of a toddy. So those are.
I see.
So those are some of the featured February drinks that we have. So though you'll definitely have to come down and try some of those.
And, you know, for those of you who have not been to 900 Degrees, shame on you, first of all, but get to 900 Degrees, Manchester and Epping location. There, your bar, you know, in Manchester is, well, and I heard the one in Epping is just as...
We've got two in Epping.
Really?
Right.
I have to get to Epping.
We have a 17-seat pizza bar, and then we have an actual bar in Epping where it's, you know, it's a little separated from the restaurant where there's actually tables in the bar and, you know, which is a little different from Manchester where it's just the bar itself, a little standing room. But, it's very different. So, yes.
Well, I'm speaking right now from Manchester. I mean, it's just the atmosphere is so beautiful. You know, the historic building with the brick in the background and, you know, and you serve great martinis and, you know, just the atmosphere, you know, like we were talking about before, atmosphere
right.
and food and service. I mean, your service is always good over there.
Thank you.
You know, we're always looking out for each other and, you know,
right.
I mean, they're always on top of, you know, what they need to do and it all works. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. So I think we have Tracy up in the atrium again with another customer. So Tracy, take it away again.
Yes, I am here with Mike. How are you today, Mike?
Good. Fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Are you having some lunch today at the Midtown Cafe?
Absolutely, yeah, it's great.
Awesome. Well, we have some samples here for you to try, this wonderful breakfast pizza. Give that a try and tell me what you think.
It's not bad. Yeah, that's great.
Awesome. Oh,
have you been to 900 Degrees before?
I haven't been. Where is it?
Want to tell us right where the address is and everything, Priscilla?
Sure. It's. I can't believe you haven't been to 900. Do you live in
Manchester
here?
I know, really.
Manchester, yeah.
And how long?
Let's see, just about a year now.
Well,
he's still a newbie. We'll let that go.
I'm dealing
with
all the snow now. It's a little bizarre living in New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is a very snowy year, but it's 50 Dow Street in Manchester. If you go down, we're on Elm Street here. You go down two streets, and we're right off that street there. And
so you have to go give it a try.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Thanks for sampling with us today.
Yes,
have a great
thank
day.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Tracy.
You're very welcome.
Oh,
wow.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to find someone that hasn't been. I say that, but it does happen. But it's nice. Someone's been here only a year, and this will be a new place for them to try.
That's right.
And he's going to love it.
Of course he's going to love it. Of course he is. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's funny when people say that about, Tracy has all kinds of customers up there.
All right.
Go ahead, Tracy.
See, everyone's hearing how good the pizza is. They all want to try it.
There you go.
So I am here with Donald. How are you today, Donald?
Super, thanks.
Do you work here in the building, the Beacon building?
I work just around the corner.
So you're here for lunch at the Midtown Cafe as well?
Yeah, I'm here having lunch with a friend. Yeah.
Excellent. So let's have you try this breakfast pizza that Priscilla brought in for everyone. And give us your thoughts. No pressure.
We're all just watching you.
Yeah.
It was a little warmer when I first brought it in, but
you know, every man that I have ever met loves cold pizza.
Yes, yes,
is that
this
true?
Is true.
My kids
this
love
is
to bring it.
Staple of every man's diet. Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. No, it's very good. Tastes like a quiche.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah, it's very nice.
Thank you.
All right. This is an item on her menu that she's going to be incorporating for brunch soon. So okay. Stay tuned for that.
Super.
So you have to go over and give it a try.
Okay, where are you located?
50 Dow Street in Manchester.
Oh, Dow, okay.
Yeah.
On the other side.
Yeah, right around the corner there. Pretty easy to get to. And the parking is great, too, I might mention.
That's right. We have our own parking, so you don't have to search around. We have parking right there in front of the restaurant.
Great. Another restaurant to try in Manchester.
There you go.
Well, great. We'll look
forward
to it.
Okay. Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Very cool. We need to go to break.
I believe.
I think. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I think we need to go to break. Do we? Yes.
I believe we have a couple minutes.
Yes.
See, we get so caught up in the excitement of talking with the folks that have come in to try the pizzas, and we got all caught up in the whole, okay, let's go out for brunch, let's get the, and she's dazzling us. Priscilla is dazzling us with this chocolate molten cake that you'll note
you
we are not passing around.
No, that's staying down here.
Yeah.
Oh, is that just
we're guarding that.
It's going
that
to Jeannie.
Kind of threw us off.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
And Jeannie is handed right now a lovely dessert.
Oh, my
and,
goodness.
Priscilla, why don't you
describe
what Jeannie is going to be taking a nice
this
bite
is the,
of.
This is the molten bundt cake. Deeply chocolate. You know, the words are so small. I can't remember.
I know.
And she has her glasses on.
I know.
Enroached in chocolate and filled with a dark chocolate truffle, served wickedly warm, unleashing a rush of molten chocolate.
Ooh. That, you know, I love
that. Sounds like a Valentine's dessert if I ever heard it.
It does. I think.
Oh, my goodness. It is. It is amazing. It is rich chocolate. It's dark, and it's the cake itself is soft, but it's moist, and then you get that the molten truffle part in the middle, and it is
oozing out. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
It's chocolate.
This is
on chocolate on chocolate on chocolate.
And I'm a chocolate person anyway. I love anything chocolate, but this is over the top. And the minute I put it in my mouth, that's what I thought. I was like, this is a Valentine dessert. This is a date dessert. This is something we need. And I bet that Bob back at the station is salivating. Are you?
I'm salivating. I heard chocolate and I came back in and
really
I can
nice
smell
to me,
it.
I'll
it's
give
right
you a
next
fork,
to me. It
you
just
can have another
smells
thing.
Amazing.
Oh, it is.
Priscilla, thank you so much for coming and joining
You're
us.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and bringing your samples and all. So
listeners,
stay tuned. David Page, executive producer, Page Productions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.